Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
This edition of The Standard is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
From London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Standard. A High Court judge has ruled that a prayer ban at one of the highest performing state schools in England, run by Britain's strictest head teacher, was not unlawful. Catherine Birbal Singh, who founded Michaela Community School, a free school in Brent, said she introduced the prayer ban in March last year, against a backdrop of events including violence, intimidation, and appalling racial harassment of teachers. A Muslim pupil who cannot be named claimed that the prayer policy was discriminatory and breached their right to religious freedom. Following the decision, Birbal Singh said in a post on the social media platform X, the ruling was a victory for all schools. Joining me now to discuss this in more detail is our education editor, Anna Davis.
The ban was introduced at Michaela Community School by the head teacher, Catherine Birbal Singh, in March last year. It came in the context of a background of what she's called sort of intimidation and unrest at the school, where she said some Muslim pupils had been being put under pressure to pray more and to fast. Some had dropped out of choir and started wearing hijabs when they hadn't previously. So it was brought in to calm a situation in March last year. A Muslim pupil brought the case to court. There's a court order saying that the pupil can't be named. But it was a student who said that the prayer ban was discriminatory against her Muslim faith.
The High Court has ruled a prayer ban at Michaela Community School is lawful. How did they reach that decision?
The High Court, Mr. Justice Linton in the High Court, ruled that the prayer ban was lawful. He said that it's a proportionate means of achieving legitimate aims by the school. There's a lot of context that has been taken into account, particularly the type of school that Michaela is a very strict school. And Catherine Birbal Singh dubs herself the strictest head teacher in the country. And families are told about these rules when they first join. And one of the main reasons of being so strict is to ensure that multiculturalism at the school works and that all groups get on together. So there are many different rules. And Catherine Birbal Singh has argued that she doesn't want to divide pupils and say that at lunchtime, Muslim pupils will be going upstairs to pray, other pupils will be going to different areas and doing different things. And part of the reason, as well as the fact that there wasn't enough space, Catherine Birbal Singh said, for a prayer room, was to make sure that all students are integrated and that the multiculturalism works.
What's the reaction been like to this?
Well, the student herself has put out a statement through the solicitors saying she's very disappointed, but also praising the school and her teachers in some respects. There's been a lot of support online. Gillian Keegan, the education secretary, has put out a statement in which she says that the ruling should give all school leaders confidence in making the right decision for their school while prioritising tolerance and respect between those of different faiths and none. And she also calls Michaela an outstanding school with a history of excelling in its outcomes for all pupils.
Do you think that other schools could potentially follow in Catherine Birbal Singh's footsteps with prayer bans now?
I think the ruling gives head teachers possibly more confidence in making their own decisions about issues like these. But I think Michaela is a very specific case. It's got its own rules and its own sort of ecosystem. So I think that just introducing a prayer ban at another school that doesn't have all the other rules and regulations that Michaela has wouldn't necessarily work. Catherine Birbal-Singh has introduced other ways of ensuring pupils sort of integrate and get on. It's not just a prayer ban. One of the main things is a family dinner, family lunchtime. Students sit together in groups of six and with a teacher, they have lunch together. And they all have their own roles where they someone will get the plates, someone will help clear up. They'll have a topic to discuss that everyone will talk about over lunch together. And pupils will mix in that atmosphere. The whole school is vegetarian to make sure that people from all different religions can eat together. So that's one of the rules. Another rule is that in the playground, no more than four students can sort of gather together at once. Catherine Birbal-Singh has said that's to stop there being big groups of people and to stop people splitting up along racial or religious lines. So the prayer ban is one of many things that has been introduced at the school and is part of this of their particular sort of culture and philosophy there.
Let's go to the ads. Coming up in part two, primary school places. Anna Davis reveals how 10,000 primary school children in London didn't get their first choice school. The Standard podcast will be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Still with me is The Standard's education editor, Anna Davis. Anna, we're going to talk about primary school places in London now, as tens of thousands of families found out today what school their children would be going to in September. Almost 10,000 children have failed to get a place at their first choice primary school. Why is that number so high?
Well, yes, some parents will inevitably be disappointed today across London. There historically has been intense pressure on primary school places in London and a bit of a mad scramble to get into the top schools. We are seeing a little less of it now because the number of children in London is dropping and the number of children applying for primary school places is dropping. So this year, we've seen almost 10,000 children not get their first preference school. But that is a slight improvement of 0.6% on last year. And overall, 98% of children will get a place at one of their six preference schools.
As you mentioned there, applications have actually dropped this year. What are some of the reasons behind that?
Yes, we've seen applications for primary school places drop by 2.2% this year compared to last year. There's a number of reasons behind it, but overall, the number of children in London is dropping. Partly, that's due to a fall in birth rate, which is sort of dramatically affecting numbers in London. But also, there are families leaving London due to the cost of living crisis. Brexit has also been blamed, and the pandemic where people decided to move out during that time. So overall, London is facing a bit of an exodus of families from the city. It's impacting on schools, as the Evening Standard has reported. Many are actually being faced with a decision on whether to close because they don't have enough pupils to keep going and to keep the funding going. So what it means today for parents is a slight rise of 0.6% in the number of children who are getting their first preference school. But there are still 10,000 who haven't got their top school. And that's because despite the drop in numbers, there are still really amazing schools that are massively oversubscribed and people still really want to get into. And that hasn't changed.
There are particular areas in London where you are more likely to have secured your first choice than others. Just walk us through some of those statistics.
Yes. When you look at the borough breakdowns, there's quite stark differences in the percentage of children who have been allocated their top choice school and those who haven't. So in Kensington and Chelsea, only 75% of children will start in September at the school that was their top preference. Kensington and Chelsea often has one of the lowest rates in the country. Other parts of London where children have a lower chance of getting into their top school is Hammersmith and Fulham, Wandsworth and Westminster, where all around the 80% mark. But in Hillingdon, for example, 95% of children will go to their top school, as well as Barkingham, Dagenham, Bexley, Hackney, Richmond-upon-Thames, Newham, Sutton, Tower Hamlets and Waltham Forest, all around 90% will get into their top choice school. The Pan London Admissions Board, which allocates the places, often points out that London is unique in that students travel across borough boundaries to get into the school that they want often, and the transport links are so good. There is a lot of movement. So even though people who live in one borough, they may not be applying to a school in their borough if they're on the edge of a borough. So that does slightly change the figures somehow.
How do schools decide which pupils get priority?
Mostly it's based on geography and how close you live to the school. Many schools also have a sibling policy. So if you've got an older brother or sister already there, then you get priority if the school is oversubscribed. Some schools also have religious criteria. So if you meet those, you could also get preference. But families are allowed to list six schools in order of preference. So if they don't get it into their top one, then they could well get into their second one.
How does London compare to other parts of the country when it comes to competition for school places?
London schools are generally harder to get into the top ones because there are just many more people. London schools are best in the country. Based on exam results, they do brilliantly, and that's been a big turnaround in the last 20 years. So there's high demand for London schools, despite the drop in the birth rate and the number of families leaving London that we've talked about. London schools are still great, and many people really want to get into them. And you still see massive scramble for the best ones, and people moving to be in the catchment area or to be the closest they can be to really good schools.
Is there any advice for parents listening now who might be concerned because their child hasn't got a place at the school they wanted?
Yes. If your child didn't get into their first preference school, they will be added to the waiting list of the schools that were listed as higher preferences. There is a lot of movement. Sometimes people move out of London, as we've seen, before September starts. Sometimes people will go private or accept the school that they were offered, even if it wasn't their first preference, and then decide not to take up their first preference one if they're offered it. So there is movement. Parents are being told to stay on the waiting list for their schools, for the schools that they may prefer, and not to give up hope, and to ask for help from boroughs if they really need it.
You can find out more about these stories and others in the Evening Standard newspaper or on our website, standard.co.uk. And that's it from this episode. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.